The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Another world. Another time. Another time.
In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder.
You remember it, don't you?
Another world. Another time. His life was green and good.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let's jam in some final phone calls before I hand the baton to Anthony Gucciardi, who always does a great job. The Nightly News is back tonight, 7 o'clock Central. I'll be back this Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Mike in Iowa, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Sure. Hey, do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I hope to see you in Cleveland.
You will.
I hope to see you there. I will be there for sure. And I had an issue with this global warming and the whole lie of global warming.
What, the folks that want to make you feel guilty so they can tax you and run your life like a bunch of pimps?
Right, because, hey, I'm flat Earth. Because we are not on a globe. We are not on a sphere. We are on a flat Earth.
Well, as much as the media lies, I don't blame you for saying that. But, I mean, we got satellites. They've been around. I know people that are pilots that have flown around the world. And a lot of folks that say we're a flat Earth. I know that's part of a little kind of an inside joke thing. But, I you know what? As much as the media lies and Obama says 2 plus 2 equals 5, if Obama's right about 2 plus 2 equaling 5 or raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit, then I agree with you. The Earth is flat and it's made out of cheese. I appreciate your call. That was a good one right there. Love the prank callers. Renee in South Dakota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm having trouble with Chase Bank. They do not have to follow law. No eviction papers. They've used a local...
Yes, ma'am. The big banks, Bank of America, all of them have been caught taking houses they never had a mortgage on, ma'am. I mean, they're taking houses that are 150 years old. The feds are taking ranches 130 years old. They're just running around with machine guns foaming at the mouth right now, yeah.
They removed my electrical service from the house to force me out. They're using a local realtor that changed the locks illegally. They had four.
I know. I ran to this in Austin. I found groups of realtors with the key people in the city going after old folks. They have a database in the health department. When an old person had a heart attack or cancer surgery, was in bad trouble, was a widow or widower, they send them in to harass them with fines, arrest them, make them sign the papers, and a lot of times they just get magically euthanized. And they get the house. So, yes, ma'am, I've seen it. It's a dangerous racket. But don't worry. Everybody engaged in that's got a big-ass millstone tied around their neck. I appreciate your call, Renee. Tim in Wyoming, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Now, I just wanted to mention a couple quick things. You talk about your vast storehouse of red books and whatnot. I'm wondering, there's a book that I read years ago before I ever even heard of you called The Bridge by... an author called D. Keith Mano, M-A-N-O.
When I talk about my vast store, I don't know a fraction of the knowledge in this world. I'm ignorant compared to, you know, some folks that read books all day. So I haven't heard of that book. Tell us about it.
Well, what I'm saying, I mean, essentially the book, you know, when you're talking about the things that are happening as in free speech or actual speech itself, human talk, human speech, being a crime, essentially. Now,
they're waging war. They're not saying it's racist to speak with proper diction or proper enunciation in England. They're now saying that language itself is a conspiracy theory.
Well, right. But in this book now, the very beginning of the book starts off with the people are not able to talk. They're not able to use their vocal cords at all. They're not able to make a sound. And the earth has been basically literally taken over by bacteria, viruses, and animals. And no matter what happens to your human body, you're supposed to just die and rot away and let the whatever take over. It's the book essentially is about the ultimate end of environmentalism.
That's what they mean, sir. But that's for us. They're going to be in the high tech reservations with all the technology and all the goods, and we die because Obama gets red carpets and jumbo jets. The Africans die. It's very liberal. you know, like Al Gore coming out and saying, you know, exterminate blacks, it's liberal, sir. You know, if you're an actual Nazi, the ADL gives you awards. So, yes, you're on to something there. I'll try to check it out. Thank you. Now that you mentioned, I think I've vaguely heard of that. We got callers on Larry Pratt, callers on vaccines and more. Anthony Gucciardi's coming up. I'm Alex Jones. I'll see you this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
They call us walking corpses, unholy living dead. They'd like to lock us up, put us in the pretty pen.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I don't want to be in your British hell. Ain't no mystery.
Ain't no mystery.
Why I'm in misery.
They call us walking corpses, unholy living dead. Crank it up.
Unholy living dead.
This is music to listen to. You're blasting on the highway in an Al Gore approved 780 horsepower car. So you get the nitrous oxide. Those are risks we shouldn't be taking. That's why we don't. Anymore. Ain't no mystery.
Ain't no mystery.
Why I'm in misery.
I'm going to hand the baton to Anthony Gucciardi here in about 2 minutes. But since we're getting into this, as Queen turns 90, report values British monarchy at $884 billion. See, I'm having a Freudian slip. As the Queen turns 90, report values British monarchy at $84 billion. See, I have trouble even saying a lie when it's not my lie. These people are worth trillions. And Obama is over there groveling to them right now. Happy belated birthday, Your Majesty. Obama lunches with the Queen as a storm over the British exit of the EU rages on. And Boris Johnson, who's a social liberal, but does point out the EU doesn't pay taxes, the bureaucrats don't, that it makes now 90-plus percent of UK laws. Boris Johnson suggests part Kenyan Obama may have an ancestral dislike of Britain because Kenya was a British Empire holding. And I'll say this, it's kind of like the movie Life of Brian, where they're saying, what if the Romans ever give us, well, language and literature and mathematics and the aqueducts? Who cares about the aqueduct? But this modern British Empire is dehumanizing people and enslaving folks. I have a problem, and it had problems too. I'm not defending the British Empire. My God, we overthrew it. The point is that Kenya complaining about the British Empire is really a joke. Continuing, and they don't really complain, they've been asking the Brits back in. The mayor of London attacked the president for endorsing the UK's position in the EU. He's traveling to the UK. Obama is lobbying for them to stay inside the corrupt EU that's signing them on to all these European debts. This is colonialism, globalist corporate colonialism, so powerful that even the UK is going under colonialism. But the UK always was under colonialism. The Brits paid for it, did the fighting, did all of it, lost millions per war sometime to build this global empire that was then handed over. So, of course, the Queen of England is all about staying in the EU with her Transylvanian husband, Prince Philip, who says black people aren't humans. And I'm really surprised that Prince Philip, one of the biggest racists on the planet, would even hang around with Obama. I mean, that guy is a famously flaming racist. He'll literally be on live BBC and go, all their blacks here, do they have any spears to throw? Oh, how do they screw in a light bulb? You know, I mean, I'm not going to say the other jokes. He said it on TV before. They, like, sponge it as quickly as they can. So that's what this is all about. That's what all this fake liberalism is really all about. Obama to make a historic Hiroshima visit at G7 summit to apologize for what happened in World War II. You mean how the Japanese were told they could have areas of the Pacific and then weren't told that, and then we stood down so they could attack, and then they tried to unconditionally surrender for 3 weeks before Hiroshima and Nagasaki got A-bombs? What was it? Fat boy? Little boy? What were the names of those bombs? But it's just all political stunts that are going on. Now, continuing here today, let's go now to the other studio. I'm in the war room. He's in the situation room. Anthony Gucciardi joins us to take over the helm and run the operation. Anthony, I tell you, it is quite a crazy world today. But isn't it wild how, like, everything we've been talking about forever is now coming out? It's a very surreal moment for me, and every day gets crazier, like a singularity of anti-New World Order awakening is happening. Anthony, what do you think is happening?
It's true, and you'd think it feels good, but it doesn't, because you don't want all of this to be true. You don't want it all to be happening. And it's kind of like, you know, I had a really bad migraine this morning, but I wanted to come in because there's so much stuff to cover. And before I was coming in, I had all this news, and Biggs came up, and I said, hey, didn't you do a report on transgendered bathrooms, on kids going in there and child safety? It's way worse than we even thought.
Oh, I meant to play this. I meant to get into this.
I'm gonna play it here, actually. So it's you're not going to want to miss it, seriously. This is a good report, and he's going to come in and break it down. He found
out
some
stuff. Can I work on your car for you?
What's that?
Hey, mister, how you doing here in Mayberry? Can I change oil for you, Mr. Gucciardi?
You know, what's interesting?
I heard Obamacare is free. I like socialism and the dictatorship of the proletariat. I'm going to have your ass thrown to prison.
And you know what? If the royalty says something, it's fine. It's not racist. But if you say anything, you're bad. That's just the rules. They're allowed to say anything.
I totally forgot about that whole deal because I meant to cover political correctness and I didn't. You've got this former Major League Baseball player just sends out a tweet saying, man, you know, leave the bathrooms alone, and then he's fired. Because if they can make people be fired over saying we should have men's and women's bathrooms, All speech can be banned. They're just setting the precedent. They're moving forward. It's completely insane. Meanwhile, this UFC guy won this fight and screamed, Allah Akbar, we're taking over. We're going to get you.
I mean, remember, you know, I remember watching your show like 10 years ago. And you were talking about how they're going to let men with wigs in the bathrooms and stuff. And people are like, that's never going to happen. That's insane. You know, there's child safety laws and stuff. No, it's actually happening. And some of the stuff we're going to talk about is...
But you know what the antidote is? It's the super ultra redneck Make America Free Again hats. And camouflage royal red and royal blue at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, I walk into a truck stop. Or I walk into a deer camp, with this big
guy
I had, they barely make hats big enough for me. These actually fit on me. I walk in, and they literally understand that Big Daddy's arrived.
Oh, they know. They know that they've arrived. They know that they've arrived when they see that. Put it on backwards. Yeah, look at that.
I love deathcore. Anthony. What's wrong with Obama? We ought to arrest everybody. Father and mothers is a bad word.
I agree. Take them all to prison. I mean, look, men with wigs should be able to go and spy in mall bathrooms is fine.
That's right. That's our real liberty, not to have the NSA spy on us or them have forced inoculations or sign us on to foreign debt. The real freedom, Anthony, is that, you know, 6'5" guys can go in the men women potty now. Did you hear they're trying to have a move to ban urinals because it's a form of male dominance?
You know, I went to Washington, D.C. a while ago, and they only had women's bathrooms. There was no men's. So I was asked the manager, I said, is there a men's bathroom? They're like, yeah, it's the women's bathroom. If a woman's not in it, you can use it. We don't even get bathrooms anymore.
You got a bunch of con artist pervs that run the private Federal Reserve and call it federal. And we put up with all this. We kind of deserve it, Anthony. We put up with this much stuff.
By the way, I really like your backwards hat character. We should bring that on the show permanently.
Say what? Why don't you interview me?
I need a hat, too, backwards,
actually. Why don't you interview me right
okay,
now?
Okay, all right, let's do this. It's a very serious 60 Minutes interview.
Hold on.
Yeah. Get in character.
I think racism is bad, and I think the mother and father and he and she could be hurtful. Why, if somebody ain't a he or she, that makes him feel bad. I don't think we should have any identity but what the TV says.
No, I agree. Let me ask you a question. What do you think about brown paper bags? Do those offend you?
They told me that was racist, and I agree we shouldn't use it. I do whatever I'm told. I'm a social justice warrior.
And if you don't agree, you'll be screamed at and cursed at and attacked. And that's how it is. There's no intellectual debate. You'll just be attacked.
But I've been drinking a lot of fluoride, and I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah, you look like you're feeling really good.
Sorry, I was watching MTV, though.
That's all that matters, actually. Reality television is all that matters. If you're going to watch anything, at least just watch that, right?
Oh.
I think you should put double hats. I think you should put both on backwards. That's what we really want to see here. Look at that.
Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is quality content right here. That's a good photo, actually. That should be your new like press photo right there. You should send out that out to everyone. Alex Jones shows his true self, his true beliefs on air.
He's also known as unresistible to women, even though that's an improper gender term.
Only when you have those hats on, yes.
Yeah. It's like, ladies, look, you think this guy's confident, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, InfoWarsStore.com, folks. On the war machine. And look, I'm self-deprecating on purpose. People say, hey, you're leading this serious movement. Why do you joke around some? Because it's about having fun when we dominate the globalists. I mean, what a bunch of crazies. They've turned all these little desperate TV heads that won't have jobs, all these fake college degrees, into thinking they obsess all day over where they go pee-pee. And, you know, I mean, I'm here to tell you folks that you've been set up, you're being manipulated if you serve the system, it's time to wake up. But I saw the social justice warrior footage we've been getting all over the country, our crew has, Rob Dew and Beggs and everybody else. These people literally are so stupid, they're scary, Gucciardi. And so I don't know what we do about them, but I tell you, we're in for a very exciting time, aren't we?
Now, I'll tell you what, if you can't make jokes, you can't have fun, you already lost. The political correctness, PC principle, PC police already beat you. If you can't sit around and have fun,
you PC,
and have some
bro?
Humor. You
woo,
PC, bro? You know, PC enough, bro. We actually could start PC frat. No, but if you can't make jokes, you can't have fun, we already lost, right? So that's the whole point. Everyone just has
what
to be
I don't
serious
get is how
and care.
People serving this are idiots, admittedly under a documented, declassified brainwashing program, but they don't want to admit they're in a brainwashing program. because they're delusional with cognitive dissonance. I mean, it's a fact this is going on, my friend.
They have the power of the establishment system behind them. When they act all politically correct and say you're racist, it's like a ton of power to
because
them.
Because they're
They've
so insecure, they're associating with the black wings they're under.
Power
I
want
to come back with Sammy Hagar. There's only one way to rock, because this is a fact and you know it's true. Anthony Gucciardi, straight ahead out of the bullpen. Straight ahead. You know, his nickname is BJ. We'll be back. Stay with us at InfoWars.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. IBC Filter Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention, if you or a loved one had a medical procedure to prevent blood clots from traveling to the heart or brain, please stand by for a very important message. IVC filters are commonly inserted to prevent blood clots from traveling to the heart or lungs, but now the FDA warns that these IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart damage, lung damage, danger from rupture, internal bleeding, even death. You could be entitled to a cash settlement, but you must call now. Time is limited for these claims. Call the attorneys at IVC Filter Justice for a free evaluation of your case. That's right, a free evaluation of your case. Get the compensation you deserve. Call today. Call the attorneys at IVC Filter Justice for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. Call 1-800-933-7789. Time is limited for these claims. Call for a free evaluation of your case. It's urgent that you act soon. That's 1-800-933-7789. 1-800-933-7789.
This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who hate their jobs? Do you wish you could work for yourself but don't know what to do? Then we have a proven solution for you, a Budget Blinds franchise opportunity. Our franchise owners enjoy freedom and flexibility, as well as the unlimited income potential of owning their own home-based business. And right now you have the opportunity to join our low investment franchise network. Budget Blinds has been an established name for over 20 years. When you join our franchise, you get all the benefits of a well-known national brand, plus the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own successful business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Call 1-800-215-3334. That's 1-800-215-3334. 1-800-215-3334.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Thank you.
These are interesting times to be alive, but hey, at least you're alive at a very, very exciting point in history. Even though some of it is horrible and insane, at the same time, is a very exciting, pivotal point in history, and you get to be a part of it. So, look, Joe Biggs is going to come in next segment and talk about his report on transgendered bathrooms. And here's the whole point about what's going on with that. So the law is changing now where anyone that identifies as a female, as far as Target goes, but they're pushing it in other states and counties, and et cetera, but Target is making a corporate decision. Anyone that identifies as a female or identifies as a male can go into that gender-specific bathroom. So let's say a man dressed as a woman, or not even, just I guess I could go into a female bathroom if I identified as a female without making any aesthetic changes to my character. I could just kind of go in and say, well, I'm a female. So we're going to talk about is, number one, I'm not against transgendered people. If that's what you want to do with your life, you are a free human being with free thought and free action. You can do whatever you want with your body. You can do anything, truly. It does not bother me one bit. I have acquaintances who are of all different types, and I don't care, and I'm not judging you. But what I do care about is stuff like this. Man dressed as woman arrested for spying into mall bathroom stall. So this guy dressed as a woman and goes into the mall bathroom, so I'm a woman, and starts spying on girls. Man dressed as a woman was arrested in Virginia after police say he was caught peeping into a restroom, and man accused of peeping in the restrooms happened over and over again. We've got a bunch of stories. Joe Biggs is going to come in with his report as well about all these people that are dressing up and peeping and stuff. So look, it's not about the transgender people. It's about the ridiculous language of these rulings, these laws, these policies that anyone can just go into any bathroom and do whatever they want. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to play this report here. I believe we still have time because this article came out. Decriminalize all drugs, business and world leaders tell UN. We've got billionaires, former presidents and AIDS researchers saying it's time to decriminalize drugs. And it reminds me of this report. Senor Thor smashes cartels. An interesting one by Jakari Jackson. Let's go ahead and play it.
When you talk about violence in Mexico, you often think of names like El Chapo, places like Sinaloa. But now there are new areas and players involved. And the person I'm going to be talking about today is not even a drug cartel kingpin at all. He is a vigilante out there combating the cartels. He goes by the name of Senor Thor. And when he catches his prey, he makes them dress in women's clothing to dehumanize them, demoralize them. In some cases, he makes them engage with one another. During one raid, he stole the ashes of a feared drug lord's deceased father. That's pretty gutsy. His nemesis, known as El Chive, responded by accusing him of corruption, which I think is rather laughable for a drug kingpin to accuse anybody of corruption. But I guess that's his story, and he's sticking to it. They're saying that El Thor is allegedly stealing money from the cartels. But I'm saying if you steal money from a thief, is it really stealing in the first place? But I guess everybody has their own moral sanctions to go by. And they're saying that Senior Thor is a former Marine, retired Marine, who's in Mexico trying to clean up the streets because he sees the problems that are lying in law enforcement. And I am sure there are good people in law enforcement out there who want to get rid of the cartels, but you have more than a few who are actually working for the cartel. So he's just cutting through the middleman and going after the guys himself. Very similar to a character like the Punisher, in my point of view. And he's been pretty effective. He's knocked down some big hitters out there, but he still has a lot more to go. And one of the groups that he's affecting is Los Zetas. And if you guys recall, we've been talking about Los Zetas for some time. I actually have an article here, Paul Joseph Watson, dated back in 2011, when we saw that a Los Zetas kingpin was saying that they bought guns directly from the United States government. Now, I'm sure many people will dismiss this. They say, well, he's a kingpin. We can't trust anything he says. Well, we do know the ATF did give guns to Mexican drug cartels, so at least hear what the guy has to say. Now, whether or not it was directly related to Operation Fast and Furious, I can believe that they were sold weapons by the United States government, because you think about the Iran-Contra scandal, selling guns to people overseas, and on and on and on. Selling guns to our enemies or just bad people in general is not something new for the United States government. They do it all the time. They've done it throughout history. Multiple presidents, administrations, right, left, whatever, they go about this. And this reminds me of films like Sicario, documentaries like Cartel Land, where the people in Mexico actually take it upon themselves to fight back. And some people say they're vigilantes, they're dangerous. Regardless, even if that is true, you have to take into account the fact that what's being done in Mexico is not doing enough to stop the problem there. You see routinely, just like you saw in the movie Sicario, they were killing people, hanging them from the rafters under bridges. They do that in real life. Oftentimes, those victims are journalists. We've seen multiple reports about good politicians who want to root out the cartels ending up dead, people on payrolls, as I already mentioned. So it is a very big and steady problem out there. So something has to be done. Good, bad, or indifferent, he is making enough change to get his name out there. So Senior Thor, we'll see how you continue, and possibly you'll have a long career. You can find more reports on InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in.
All right, it's the fourth hour. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm here with Joe Biggs, and we've got some interesting things to talk about here. Now, first and foremost, the reason I played that Chikari video on the drug war is to highlight how insane the drug war is, and because of this super popular story that's been going around where decriminalize all drugs, business and world leaders tell you, and Richard Branson, who I'm sure you know about, the billionaire, and three ex-presidents say, hey, the drug war has been lost, the policy is totally flawed, it's a dead game. So that's why I played that video. Very interesting, crazy things going on. Now let's talk about the almighty political correctness, craziness, transgendered bathroom saga with Biggs. So, okay, bring everyone up to speed here in a second, but basically stores are now changing their policies. Some cities have enacted, as far as I understand, legislation where men or women who identify as the opposite gender can just go into bathrooms, and it's causing some bad things to happen. Like California man dressed as woman busted for videoing in ladies' bathroom. There's multiple. You gave me just a small stack. Man accused of peeping in women's bathroom faces child porn charges. Man dressed as woman arrested for spying into mall bathroom stalls. So everything that everyone said, hey, maybe this isn't the best idea to let people put on a wig and go into the opposite person's bathroom and look at little kids and stuff, seems to be happening. What? Give us an update on this.
I mean, here's the thing. With that, not a law now to where men have to go into men's room, women have to go into women's room. When you see something like that, it's easier to spot and go, hey, this guy's a peeping Tom, this guy's a perv, this guy's a pedophile, get him out of there. Once you make this a law nationwide and all these businesses change their policies like Target did on the 19th, now you don't know who's there. Like, because if you say something, you're homophobic, you're transphobic, you're one of these phobics. And you see a guy come in with a wig on, and you have to go, well, you know, that's it's 2016. You know, times have got to change. You know, that's ridiculous. I want to know who the predators are, because there are predators in this country. It doesn't mean that a transgendered person is a bad person, but there are going to be bad people who use these loopholes to go in and do harm, like the articles are being shown right now. These kind of people exist out there, and that's where the biggest threat lies, because we have children who are going into these bathroom stalls alone. And we went to Target yesterday, and we actually talked to people about that. So if we can, if you guys have that video.
Go ahead and play that video. Gender identity policy threatens children's safety by Biggs. Let's go ahead and play that video.
This is Joe Biggs with Infowars.com. Now, we're standing outside of a Target location in Austin, Texas. Now, yesterday, Target's corporate website released a statement saying that they want to welcome transgendered people, men, women who identify as a separate gender, a different gender, to be able to use those restrooms and changing rooms. So we came out here today to find out if people think that there's a issue with that or if they're completely fine with it, because we do know that there are perverts, there are pedophiles, who will take advantage of this and try to do harm to others. Let's go out here and find out what these people have to say.
I don't know. I guess it's kind of a safety issue when it comes to kids, right? Oh, that's... Wow. I'm speechless. Wow.
Then no, it was a policy.
Yep, it just came out yesterday at their Target corporate website.
I mean, I'm all for everybody being who they are, and that's fine, but I don't think it's a good idea.
No, that's crazy. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Wait, say that again? I mean, that seems so illogical.
I support Target and their policy.
I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
I mean, do you think anything could possibly go wrong with it, or do you think it's fine that men can go to the women's restroom?
I haven't thought about it.
No issue? No comment idea? Yeah.
I have no problem with that at all.
No? No problems.
Check the calendar.
Check the calendar.
It's 2016. It's time for a change.
I have a mommy and daddy, adopted mommy and daddy, who are totally comfortable with me being a little girl. You know, when you see a guy that's 300 pounds with a goatee who pulls in a Harley and is going through my closet and saying, can I wear this dress? Can I wear that dress? You know, or can I kiss you when I'm wearing the dress? You don't expect it.
Well, I have some friends and people that I know that would probably identify that way, so I'm okay with whatever suits their needs.
I don't know, and I'm a pretty liberal old lady. I'm just not real sure that I want men in the dress in my bathroom space. But on the other hand, I think if you have gender identification other than what you were born, you have rights too, so it's a tough way to call it.
I think the perverted now would go to hell.
Yeah, all Targets across the country.
I'm curious. I'm gonna go ask them.
Yeah, go ask them. It's on the corporate website too.
It is.
Yep. If you go to the corporate website, they updated it yesterday, that allows transgendered or any kind of man who says I identify as a woman. So me right now, a 250-pound guy, could walk in there and go, I'm a woman, and just go use the restroom.
I want to ask about that. We'll be back. Thanks.
All right. What do you think could go wrong? Like a pedophile, someone trying to misuse that to come in there and do something?
A lot of crazy people in this world. Yeah. Who knows? I just don't think it's a good idea, especially if you have young children going to the bathroom with, you know, that. So, no, I don't think it's a good idea.
I don't like that at all.
Why? I mean, what could possibly go wrong? What don't you like about that?
What, men going in the women's room? I just believe they should be separate.
a lot of the things you just said, it could be a pedophile who just walks in and just uses that loophole to actually probably hurt someone.
It's the first time I've heard of that.
It's transgender people are what the concern is. They're not pedophiles. They're just people.
Well, no. We're not concerned about transgender because we know there's normal people out there, but there's still bad people in this world that could use that loophole.
I don't find that as a loophole. I have two daughters. I don't think so.
And you're fine with them going in?
I don't trust anyone else to protect my child like I will, so even nowadays, if I don't feel comfortable going into the public restroom, I just go into their family restroom with my kid. That's what I do.
I think trans people are just trying to use a restroom, and that's all they're doing, so I'm glad that Target's allowing that to happen.
If it were that safe, I would say sure, but the world's not that safe. My sister had somebody use a camera to look up her skirt inside the store, so now they're in restrooms too. And not saying that that person is probably a gender straight person, you know, normally sociable, identifiable, but people still, that's somewhere supposed to be safe.
Like to call a corporate office or something like that.
Just hypothetically, what do you think about that?
I don't want men in the women's restroom.
Because nothing could possibly ever go wrong with that, right?
Correct, right. Yeah. Exactly. Right. So, I think that's...
Well, at least you're more concerned about it, and you're willing to go in there and get the number and make a call and find out.
I'd like to know. You guys have at least brought it up, and I'm curious to know if that's their policy or not. Then I can make my decision on whether I'm comfortable using the restroom in a Target store.
You know what I'm tired of? I'm tired of delusion. I'm tired of people saying, everything's fine. Nothing could possibly go wrong. Everything's great. As long as we follow political correctness and just everything is fine. There's nothing wrong with a 250-pound military veteran going into the bathroom with my daughters who are 13, 14, 15, 16, 8, 5 years old. Even though, you know, it's happening. People are putting wigs on and spying on the women and stuff. That's called delusional. It's not called taking a side on the transgendered issue. Because, as we're about to explain, we don't care about the transgendered issue. That's not our issue. Do whatever you want with your body, at least for me. Do pierce yourself, do anything you want. I don't care. But let's not abandon all reason. Because if the transgendered PC thing wasn't involved, no one would want a 250-pound man in the bathroom with their daughters or with other females. Yeah. I mean, it's just total insanity, but we can't admit it because it wouldn't be PC, bro.
I mean, are we willing to sacrifice safety over political correctness? You know, there's 0.03% of Americans that are transgendered, and we have to change all these laws to cater to them. That's narcissistic. I'm sorry, guess what? You go into a Target, there's a men's room, there's a women's room, and 9 times out of 10, there's a family stall. And that's just one stall in there that you can go into and use. And the guy who's trying to battle the law in North Carolina, the guy who's trying to push forward this whole transgendered restroom thing, is a sex offender. The guy who's pushing it, and the reason all these artists across the country are I'm not going to go play in North Carolina. I'm canceling my concert. Because a guy who's a sex offender who wants to allow men dressed as women to go into women's restrooms. I'm sorry, I have a huge deal with that. That is ridiculous.
And you know what's so funny? You don't even have to be for or against it, but you can at least have political discussion, intellectual discussion. It's like when you were in New York asking those people, you know, why they thought, you know, such and such was racist or whatever. F you, screw you, you're an idiot. It's the same thing. It's like we can't even talk about it. You know why? It's called intellectual domination. That's what political correctness is. It's verbal and intellectual domination. And when you go outside the established little mind bubble you're allowed to think within, you get attacked. You're not allowed to even talk about maybe we shouldn't let men into other, you know, women's bathrooms. Maybe it's actually, you know, something we should talk about. No, 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 you're racist. Everything's racist. Everything's sexist. Everything's homophobic. And no discussion is allowed. That's a verbal and intellectual domination that is invisible. And guess what? We are allowing it to happen. You have to choose to let that into your life. All these people that you ask and you say, you don't have a problem with that? No, everything's fine. Everything's great. Do you really think they believe that? No. You can look at the polls and people will say one thing on air or on television because they don't want to be ostracized by their social circles and the establishment and stuff. But then secretly, it's like many big names I know say things on air and then they come back, you know, like musicians and stuff and then be like, by the way, I really like Trump. And I'm not even saying Trump is great. I'm just saying they don't want to get ostracized. So people have been conditioned. It's an invisible conditioning that we've all been bought into. You don't even have to take a side, which is the best part. You just for me, it's all about just discussing it and being able to talk about it because I'm not going to let the invisible control dominate me.
Well, people always think they're going to go out today and they know something bad is going to happen. Like the people who went to the Bataclan Theater in Paris knew that something bad was going to happen, and they chose just to have a hope in humanity that day that maybe those bad guys wouldn't do it. No, guess what? Everything's fine, and then all of a sudden things can go bad really quick. You could be walking into your bathroom, pull your pants down, and sit there and use the bathroom, and then some dude walks in banging on the door with a camera coming around. There are crazy people. You don't know what's going to happen in this world. Evil exists. Bad people are there. And you can't be naive to that whole aspect that we do live in a world that is bad. This is not a perfect world like Bernie Sanders wants to tell you that there's rainbows and unicorns and everything's going to be happy. We're all going to hug and have a great time.
That'd be great if it were.
But that's not real. You know, I'm a realist. And I know that, yeah, you want to be transgender? Good for you. Awesome. That's great. More power to you, brother. But I am not going to sacrifice safety over me sitting there and biting my tongue and not saying the right thing because guess what? Bad people are out there.
We'll be forced to not even talk about it. Yeah. Right? It's not even that we're even talking about the legislation. We can't even talk. Right? We can't even talk about it. And it's a comfort bias. It's a normalcy bias where people are sheltered in their life. They grow up in a little community and they never go outside their community. Nothing bad ever happens. Their family is just all close-knit. Do you realize, you know, some of these people, most of the audience obviously gets this, but there are just so many crazy people out there. I mean, so many crazy people. Growing up in Philadelphia, I saw some truly crazy people. I see truly crazy people every day. There are people that will slit your throat and kill you and rip your guts out and eat them.
And they go take a nap and not think twice about it.
Not care. Completely sociopathic, psychopathic, crazy people. And then we just say, well, everything's fine. And that's what makes me the most upset when you interview those people and they say, there's nothing that's going to happen. Everything's totally fine. They're living in la-la land, a self-induced intellectual coma where they don't have to think for themselves so that everything is just so comfortable and cozy and nothing's ever going to be wrong. And until we destroy that, which, by the way, political correctness just caresses that. It's like a little baby. Go to sleep. Everything's fine. Everything's okay. Everything's great. The establishment loves you.
Debate's legal.
Until we get past that. Yeah, exactly. until we get past that, though, I don't see things changing. And that's the most important part.
Like you said, there's just too many people out there, out in the open, who will say one thing and then go home on the computer and click, I'm against that. But when the camera's on them, they're going to sit there and go, well, I think it's really nice, and I think it's progressive.
Social signaling. Hey, guys, I'm on the cell phone driving on the highway listening to you guys on the local FM station. I just wanted to add something here. Let's strike at the root of this. We're all inclusive. The West is inclusive. England's doing travel advisories in North Carolina and Louisiana, but tells people to go to Muslim countries where they'll chop your head off if you're, quote, gay. But see, I use the word homosexual. I'm not even against those people. They're telling me to use the word gay. They want to control language. It's all about cultural domination. So the UK says don't come to the U.S., because you might be attacked or something, because you can't have your own special potty. This is the mental illness of arrested development. They've lowered it down to potty training, where all of our rights are being taken, but you can go pee-pee where you want. This is what's happening. This was all in the textbooks at the PhD level in the 60s, how they would end the family. Send the women all to work, break up the family, destroy the male role models, every sitcom, every drama, the dad's an idiot. This is it. It's the end of the species as we know it, with Facebook with 50 different genders and 50 different bathrooms, a hamstrung, confused, insane species that doesn't know man, woman, get together, make next generation. This is high tech, MIT, Harvard psychology, weapon systems on record. And so that's what's happening, and that's what we're fighting. And you've got all these wrecked people set front of TVs their whole lives, no mom, no dad, going and getting worthless college educations, and all they learn about is the 50 genders and what proper words to use. This is what they're going to export worldwide. U.S. and Europe are the test for hardcore mind control. I'm going to go back and listen to you guys on the radio, but that's my 2 cents. That one is coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central, and I'll be back, Lord willing, this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with the Sunday transmission.
Right on. It's interesting that you felt the need to call in at this point, because I think it is the most important point, that people are being conditioned 100%, whether it's through themselves or the political correctness system, whatever, just like you just said. everyone is just, oh, we can't offend other people. We have to choose from 50 genders on Facebook. Nothing is real anymore. But what you were saying, Joe, too, is people also aren't buying into it. And that's the biggest victory.
I mean, I was talking to David Knight earlier, and he was saying, in some other countries, they still call the bathrooms privies for privacy. Mm-hmm. When you go into a restroom, you kind of want to feel comfortable. You want to be able to let your guard down, you know, do your business, you know, freshen up whatever you need to do and walk off and not have to worry, you know, if some crazy person might walk in there to do something. Because you said not everybody out there, not transgender people in general, are going to do bad things. They just want to use the bathroom. But there's always going to be that whack job who's going to use that to come in there and do something. And we can't sacrifice our safety and our privacy for this.
And the most ridiculous part, I'll say once again, and then I was reminded I really have to talk about something in InfoWarsLife.com. The most ridiculous part is you will be called transphobic, you will be called homophobic, I will be called the same thing, but I'm sitting here saying, great, you want to be transsexual, you want to be gay, or whatever the proper term is now, good, who cares, awesome, great, good for you. You are a free human being. But it doesn't mean we can't talk about these things. And that's the most ridiculous part. You'll be attacked for discussing anything. Anyway,
it is dying.
We have to mention InfoWarsLife.com. You really need to check it out. There are so many new products on there. I can't even begin to tell you. First of all, you have the Make America Free Again hat, which you can see on InfoWarsLife.com. Joe wearing it. I think we have one back there. You should put it on. So you can get that. It looks super classy. As you saw Alex wear triple hats. You want to be like him, you should buy all three and put all three on. And it's irresistible, actually. He's just totally irresistible looking. Secondly, we have Bone Support, the new product by InfoWars Life, and Joint Formula, 20% off in the Skeletal Defense Pack up on InfoWarsLife.com. So that's a new product that you can get for 20% off at launch with Joint Formula, which has turmeric and a bunch of awesome, awesome ingredients that will help with your joint health and your bone health. It's the real deal. So check that out at InfoWarsLife.com. We need to get a Make America Free hat in here. We need all three for Joe to wear, too. He deserves that photo op as well. All right, we'll be right back with some more news and information. This is the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. Which camera am I going to look at?
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who hate their jobs? Do you wish you could work for yourself but don't know what to do?
then we have a proven solution for you, a Budget Blinds franchise opportunity. Our franchise owners enjoy freedom and flexibility, as well as the unlimited income potential of owning their own home-based business. And right now, you have the opportunity to join our low-investment franchise network. Budget Blinds has been an established name for over 20 years. When you join our franchise, you get all the benefits of a well-known national brand, plus the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own successful business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Call 1-800-215-3334. That's 1-800-215-3334. 1-800-215-3334.
Get to the most important thing first. We've got Joe Biggs here, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, with his triage of Make America Free Again hats. Look at this. Look at this style. Look at this unique level of style we've got going on here.
Hashtag MAFA.
On TV. MAFA, Make America Free Again. It's the most important part. Can't make it great without making it free, right? So anyway, a little bit of humor. But maybe to get a little bit serious, we take the hats off for a second and talk about some of these solutions. So we're talking on the break, and you brought up a good point. We don't want to just sit here and just trash everything and just spew and say, this is crap, you know, this is stupid. Yeah, it is. But what's the actual solution? You had a good point. Because, you know, yeah, okay, the transgender people, what are they going to do? Okay, if they're going to obviously petition to continue to use, you know, bathrooms that are appropriate. So what do you think is the answer?
I mean, I think a good thing to do with, you know, you have these large corporations, Walmart, Target, all these places like that. They've got money. You can add an extra restroom that's for transgender,
or
whatever.
Unisex.
Just unisex, whatever. You know, and then that way everyone gets to be comfortable. Because like I said, there's a 0.03% of people in America that are transgendered. So we still have a large amount of people who aren't and don't feel comfortable with someone else being there. So that's an easy solution. And then smaller coffee shops, they're just unisex. They usually have one restroom. That's fine. But when you have these large places with separate ones for a reason, because you separate it because people want privacy, they want to feel comfortable, then if you want to do that, build another stall. It's not that hard. Or make the family restroom that they have where people can go into that one stall and say it's unisex, family, trans, this and that, wheelchair, whatever you guys want to put on there to make everyone politically correct and happy when they look and see their sign that has all the guy with pants and half a skirt on or whatever. That's fine.
Yeah, I go to most restaurants and stuff, there are unisex bathrooms. And no one seems to have an issue with it. The problem is that there's going to be a group of people for everything, on every side, on every single side, that are going to be furious no matter what you do. You can't make everyone happy. People just want a thing to complain about. You know, not saying this isn't an issue, just saying in general, people are going to complain about everything. Meanwhile, companies like Apple just aren't even paying tax. And Steve Wozniak in The Guardian, this is an article, Apple should pay more tax, says co-founder Steve Wozniak. One of tech giant's founders says company under investigation by EU over its tax arrangements should pay the same 50% tax rate as he does. So speaking to the BBC, he expressed discomfort with reports that Apple avoids tax, saying that paying taxes was just part of life, something that every company in the world should do. But, of course, not every major company in the world pays taxes. They have billions of dollars that go through other countries and offshore holding accounts and everything. They pay no tax dollars. And there are, I think, 22 different companies that are above the several billion cap that CBS has. You know, GE's never paid taxes. Apple's not paying as much tax. All these companies are just not paying taxes. And then people go on television, politicians, and say, yes, we need to tax people making $100,000. Oh, okay, what about the corporations making $50 billion? Well, they're fine, they're exempt. So see, we're too busy arguing about stuff like transgender bathrooms to realize, well, gee, we should probably fix the country.
You know what? I just don't think I want to pay tax anymore. Right now, today, I identify as a man who doesn't believe in taxes. So if the IRS comes after me, you know what? Hey, I'm going to file a lawsuit against them. This is my right. This is who I am. I'm transitioning into an American named Joe Biggs who does not believe in taxes or that system whatsoever. So you guys, next year, don't send me any letters.
I think it's a solid plan, actually. I'm going to identify as someone who doesn't pay taxes either, because I pay very much high taxes. And then the companies don't pay taxes, don't do anything, loot the country. The banks are making $183 billion in taxpayer, or was it $83 billion in taxpayer revenue. I mean, but we got to get these bathrooms under control,
yeah.
Biggs. Okay?
There's ISIS slaughtering people, cutting people's heads off. What about everyone. Bathrooms all day?
Anyway, All right, I'll tell you what. We'll be back on Sunday. Alex will be back. Alex Jones will be back in studio from 4 to 6 p.m. Central, Sunday, Standard Time. Thanks so much for joining us. Lots of craziness, lots of news, lots of stacks. Joe, thanks a lot for coming on here.
Make America free again.
There you go. Make America free again. All right, thanks so much for watching. Alex will be back on Sunday.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.